Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up, people?
You're locked into the
2 Pro One Slow podcast. Brought to you by KexUnderwear.com, the best underwear in the action sport game.
Right, we are back. Episode 21. I've had a busy week. We've crammed three in the space of a week. They're obviously not going to come out in the week, but I've sat in this seat for a long time this week. But this time we've got another Red Bull athlete, Johnny.
Wee.
How are you, mate?
I'm good, are you?
We haven't seen you since midway through last year.
Last time, yeah.
Are you all right as well,
yeah,
Tommy?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You warm enough?
Warm, happy.
Happy?
I mean, it's quite late, because we're filming this at 7 p.m. But it's all right. It's all right, as long as it don't go on too long, we'll be all right, won't we?
We'll do a fast one.
Johnny's flew in from, I don't know where, but drove straight here.
He comes straight in.
Straight into Liverpool.
You can move all your mic if you need to. Pull it closer. You haven't got to lean in.
I'll lean into it. Flew into Liverpool and then, just straight here.
Just cheapest flight option.
It was. I went for a lucky dip hire car.
I noticed your key fell out on the floor there. It was a sixth key. They're normally the cheapest hire car option as well.
No, they're not.
They are?
They're not.
That's the reason Bill got one in Germany last week.
Oh, really?
Hmm. So, how you been? Last time I saw you was halfway through the year, so probably should start with back end of the Hard Enduro Series. How was the last half of the year for you, 2021?
It was good. I can't remember where I finished. Fifth in the championship, so it wasn't too bad. But, so we've just had the Super Enduro Championship, which was good.
You got to bang your mic a bit closer to your face. Pull it up and across.
It's stuck on,
there we go.
I didn't want to pull it off the table.
No, you can pull it off the table.
It was good. It was good championship. So we had the Super Enduro Championship just gone, which obviously you were at the final round. Why didn't you come?
I was racing.
Where?
Oh, I didn't really race, but I was at an event.
Where? Fat Cat?
Yeah, Fat Cat.
I watched that the other day on YouTube.
I should have just come to Germany and watched.
We've just had that. That's finished. And, getting ready for Israel, which starts in a week for the Outdoor Championship.
Yeah, I think by the time this comes out, Israel will probably have been, but...
Looking forward to it?
Yeah. I can't wait to get there. Now, I've set my bike and that, but I honestly don't know if I'm going to go or not.
Why?
I've got a bad shoulder and a bad knee. My knee's still bad, but my shoulder's really bad.
You're worse than me then, yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
Everyone's got the proper bad shoulder.
But we're old now. How old are you?
32.
No, you're older than me.
Everyone's carrying injury. Bill's wrist's been playing up.
Yeah.
How old are you?
It's a brutal sport. 28.
Is that all you are?
No, 31.
I was going to say no, but I remember you coming up here, well, I don't know, what year was it?
Ago.
Was it 10 years ago? Your first time up here? When we practiced starts?
Yeah, I bet it was 10
years
ago.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was 2015 you came up.
Nah.
A bit before it, but yeah, when you...
It wasn't. 10 years ago was when I was in my prime. That was 2012. There's no way it was. No. I was past it when
it
you
was. It was because I had a 2015 250 EXE. I remember it. I bought it.
7 years ago then.
Seven, yeah. But you'd come up before that.
You was at your peak then.
We were both in our prime.
Yeah. No, I was sort of
now
on
we're
the
both
dip.
Over the hill.
I was on my decline then. I didn't know it, but I was. but you was in you're fully in the prime, so you was winning everything. And then it's hard, isn't it, sometimes? Because I know from my point of view, you're sort of there, and then the injuries take a toll. And then obviously now you're carrying a couple of injuries, so quite hard in that instance.
I think it is once you get an injury, that's it. One leads to another, and they just add up. Have you had many or not?
I've had a lot, but... Yeah, it's difficult. You're always, I think even, well, any sport, you try and ride through it, don't you? So you get an injury, but you obviously want to keep riding, you want to keep racing, you feel obliged to ride. There's always the thing about you're riding for money, and then you also want to you want to still earn your money, so you want to be out on track and do the best for the sponsors. But at the same time, you're almost doing yourself no justice being out on track. That's my... And then you're almost better sitting out in motocross, I believe, than trying to ride through it because it you goes from bad to worse. But
it's on motocross, you get out. No... There's not really ever any rest either. It's literally weekend after weekend. But you boys in the hard injury seem to get six weeks sometimes.
Not right now, though.
We get 5 weeks is like the max, but it's 5 weeks is never enough to like have a few weeks off and then get back training again.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
Better than weekend after weekend, though.
Yeah, true. True.
But now it's, but in your case now you've had the last round of the extreme indoor.
What 2 weeks ago, that? Yeah.
Super and now enduro. It's the super enduro, and then you've
you
got
watched
next
that,
week.
Didn't you? You watched all of that. You know how he got
no,
on.
No, I watched Billy's vlog.
Oh, did you?
It's £7 in it to watch the race.
Is it?
Yeah,
well, to be fair, I wouldn't pay for it. Billy came to my house, so I've got his login now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, so
I that's where you've done the shoulder, isn't it?
Yeah. Did you see my Super Bowl live? Have you got the video of it?
I saw it live. I haven't got the video of it, but I'll try and explain it to you, Tommy. On the second day, they reversed the track, and the finish jump was sort of a step up
and over.
Over
some logs.
But you could triple it. But it was quite hard, and a lot of people were like catching the top, and Johnny caught the top on
front first
on the front nose wheel, and literally just like
I think
landed
the worst
one-handed.
The worst bit was after that there was three like log doubles, and I went through them like a set of whoops, and it was just so out of control.
What, the shoulder was out of place at that point.
It didn't pop out at the time, I don't think, but I think that's how I've torn it.
So what have you actually do then?
I've torn down the front of there, like right down the front. Like when I go to bend over, my it pop like if I go to put my socks on,
it'll pop
I feel
out.
It pop out, yeah.
And so you've got to have an operation.
Yeah, I'm gonna go and see tomorrow, see if I can ride Israel.
What, you're gonna get on your bike and ride a little bit and see if it's okay?
No, I'm gonna go and see the surgeon tomorrow to see what he suggests. Ah. He did my other shoulder, so he was quite good. So I'm gonna see him. If he says it's good, then I'll ride Israel. If he says we need an operation now, I'll just get the operation.
And then that'd be 3 months, basically.
Yeah.
Tough time
it
at
is,
the top.
Yeah. I'm old though.
It's a bit hanging in the balance what you're going to do in it right now, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm thinking if I don't race it, then I'm not in a rush to get back. Mm. I'd rather just wait and come back when I'm good and then maybe try and race in America a little bit. I'll go and do what you did, race in America.
What's out there? Have they got this complete different championship?
The American Endurocross Championship.
Starts later on.
Yeah, later on.
That's what Billy was mentioning. He might go do a couple.
I don't know,
a few of you doing it.
Yeah.
Do they do
they
it
do
all
like
together? Yeah.
Seven rounds in 7 weekends.
Oh, that's quite
I
cool.
I think. So, yeah, it is good.
And Beta have obviously, they're out there now as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
So you just jumping out.
I'll send a bike and that. I rode like a stock bike last year and it was a little bit difficult.
Well, you couldn't just send your parts?
I'd rather send a bike so then I've got all my stuff for my sponsors and stuff.
Yeah. That makes sense. What about... If we started, we were trying to do a bit more podcasts where you sort of talk about the people that are in here rather than us just waffle on the whole time pointlessly. So we've done the other one. The guests, I don't know, run through sort of how you got into it a little bit, where your background is, and then bits through to where you are now. Because when I met you, you was...
He's the same as Bill. He's a Leica-wearing lunatic to start with.
I'm a field trials
But writer. Yeah, when I met you... You was in your prime. You was winning everything. I remember riding with you at Fat Cats, fast at motocross, and everything was obviously going really easy for you at that point. And you just thought, I could go forever riding around, I'm winning. And then now a bit more struggle, obviously, the last couple of years with injuries and things. So I guess sort of a little run through would be quite good.
Did I not do that in the last one?
Yeah, but we've got new people now.
We've got hours. How long are we stopping for?
Well, Tommy don't want to go.
We've got about 8 more minutes
left. Right, so so I was doing trials, and then I wanted to be a motocross rider at the age of 17. So I just started doing motocross, realised I wasn't fast enough for that. So then I basically just fell into...
Did you actually race motocross for
a bit? I did a bit. I did loads of motocross, actually, because obviously I live close to Jamie Law and also Brad. So I was always riding... Well... Jamie never, he wasn't working at the time, he's working now. We were both working, and then when I finished work, we would just go out every night, literally down the beach and that. So, he helped me with my speed, but I just realised I was never ever going to be any good at motocross. So kind of just fell into to doing hard. Well, I started doing enduro and then fell into hard enduro when I went to Erzberg and got a decent result.
But when you was a kid, you was trials?
Yeah. So I did trials from there till 17, 18.
But why did you not want to just carry on with trials? Same.
I just got bored, really. I enjoy doing it now more than I did then, I think.
Oh, really?
Because I don't really, yeah. Why are you so surprised? Nah,
everyone says that, that. They all hate trials now.
Nah, I enjoy doing it now.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Oh, you enjoy it again?
Yeah.
I thought you said you hated it.
No,
I did.
Oh, right.
I got now to the stage like where it. I was just like over it, but now, yeah.
Well, now you can get a beat your bike.
When you come out to Andorra, you'll be able to come trials riding. I came last week. That's all everyone does.
I actually came to your house last week and was walking all through your house and you wasn't there. I went in your garage, all through your house.
Did you check everything out?
Yeah, just made sure it was all
right. Yeah, Mark was there.
Took a load of stuff home, I think, didn't you?
No, we went and picked some bits up for Billy's dad.
Yeah. Bits and bobs. So, yeah. You'll have to come to Andorra, though. Yeah, I just kept it short and simple because there's not really... I could go into shit, but it's a bit boring.
No, but then why... So you was trials, then motocross, and obviously rode with Jamie Law in that.
Yeah.
What, but then you weren't as fast as Jamie Law in that, and you just thought...
I was no.
Nowhere near. Yeah, but then I remember being at Fat Cats.
Yeah, but that
and
was
I was trying
after.
My bollocks off around the track.
I remember that day.
I looked over, and I just thought, he's cutting the track because I'm not pulling away. I'm giving it everything I've got.
Was that a two-stroke?
Yeah, but you trying your bollocks off at Fat Cats. Yeah. This lands you about 20 of them.
No, but at that point, I was actually good around Fat Cats. And I used to go all the time. And then, yeah, and I remember looking across and I thought, he's cutting the track because obviously there's areas you can... There was like a bigger track, I think, was doing that way. So I started sort of looking off the track, seeing if there was any damp patches. So I was like, he's not cutting the track. So then I sort of put a bit more effort in and managed to sort of maybe pull a little bit. And then I just come in. I was like, so fast around there. It was so rough that day as well, wasn't it?
What was I on, a two-stroke? I can't remember.
I don't think... I wouldn't have thought it was two-stroke.
You used to ride a 250F KTM loads around here.
Really?
Yeah. I just remember in the UK, you always used to be on a 250F.
Maybe.
So at that point, you was pretty fast at motocross, but obviously you was...
Yeah, I know what's happening.
You'd also won down. You'd won... Well, you was winning everything at that point.
Yeah, that's when it was going good. I had some good years.
How many times have you... What are the biggest things... Because me, I obviously don't follow the sport.
You probably won't have heard of any of Erzberg. Have you heard of that one?
No. What's Erzberg?
Erzberg's like...
You're taking a piss, surely.
No, obviously I know Erzberg. Like,
go on,
follow
then,
what is it?
What is Erzberg?
It's a race over rocks.
Race, where you ride Erzberg, Romania.
No.
Erzberg, I know where it is.
Where is it?
Austria.
Yeah.
All right, what happens?
In the quarry, start there. Travis Pastrana's raced it. Cowboy Kenny Bartram even raced it back in the day. David Knight raced it. All the legends have raced it. But... you were the first person why I started following a little bit enduro. Yeah, because I didn't really, I wouldn't have followed any of it. And then when you raced, started following it a bit. And now, obviously, then you sort of tapered off and it wasn't worth watching. And then, so now Bill's come along and I watch
it. Excited again.
Yeah, now watch it with Bill.
I'm excited for Bill, yeah.
And I
like watching.
And I watch it.
I think it was quite hard to watch it when you was like in your prime.
It was boring.
No, it just wasn't really televised. True.
Yeah, it was old school, wasn't it? It wasn't really on TV. Now it's good. It's good, like all.
Yeah,
the,
now it's good.
That Getson race, we was obviously there, so we didn't see it. But I watched it when I came back again on like the full Red Bull TV. It's mint that when they do
it. It is good. They should do all the races should be live. But I guess it's difficult because you've got Romaniacs, which is 5 days.
Yeah.
Who's going to sit and watch 8 hours?
Yeah, well, that's quite
You
hard.
Couldn't even video it.
Yeah, I think some events. That's what they said before. Some of your events are obviously. Over that time and from one point to another point, and Getson, was it Getson the last Getson, round?
Yeah, you came there.
It's like a track, wasn't it? So it's easier to film. So I do get that bit. No, it's good.
Yeah. So yeah, that was basically it. But then I haven't done much motocross lately. I seem to always like shit cart it when I go riding motocross.
No, I see you at Fat Cats the other week as well.
When?
Oh yeah,
he was sending me videos of him
that day when he wasn't even riding.
Did you not ride?
No, you didn't. I did shit carted in the end as well. Oh, did you? Caught the bank in.
That was the day that you told me to come and film loads of stuff for K-Tech, yeah, and I said it's underwater, it's absolutely pointless, and you still proceeded to go. And then
the end of the day got quite good though, didn't it?
No,
no, it was really wet that day. I sort of wish I didn't bother going, but I see Johnny there, and he wishes he went there.
I was laughing. I was sending videos of him videoing.
Yeah, he was sending me videos of you running around the pit paddock with your camera.
I was laughing.
No, I got a good video out of that day.
Oh dear.
So yeah, you should. Have you been in Spain lately or not? Riding motocross.
I went for a week. I'd done some coaching down there, and I rode Red Sands and a couple of other tracks, but more south than where you are.
How's Red Sands now? Good or
no? It was good. Yeah, I only went one day, but Red Sands is hard when you just jump in it for a day. You sort of need to be there for 2-3 weeks almost to even learn the tracks. It's that difficult.
It's not too sandy now, though, right? Pretty hard pack.
I think if they watered it and prepped it a bit much, but when they leave it quite dry, it's rock hard, basically. Hard pack track.
Shall I pull up some of these questions that might bring some talking points? We've done another story on the 2Pro1Slow Instagram page, so if you want to ask some questions in the future, that's how you ask them. So, Johnny, obviously you're on the beta. Do you like the carb or the TPI bike?
That is like...
Is that your number one question?
I did a thing today on my Instagram, did you see? And that was like just so many questions about that. I like the carb because it's what I used to ride, so I know the potential of a well-tuned carb. Obviously, Bill takes a piss when we're always at the track taking videos of me, but...
Why? Because you're jetting it.
Always jetting it.
There was another one asking for tips on jetting. I guess you can't really give them a tip, and it depends on circumstances.
Yeah,
where
altitude and everything. Weather. It's mad out. Like, it does change. I never remember changing my jetting as much as what I do now, but I think my mechanic used to just do it, and I used to just get on it and not even bother. Mm. Whereas now, because I'm in the back of the van, I have to do it myself.
Do you?
Sometimes. do you have it? Yeah, you're living on the two strokes.
No, I rode the two-stroke 125 Kawasaki in, all my, obviously, schoolboy career was two-stroke, so I had an 85 Kawasaki, then a 125 Kawasaki. 1 year I'd done on 125, and then I went to Molson.
Who did all your bikes? Your dad?
Dad, yeah, a little bit. I don't remember jetting them that much back in the day. My dad wouldn't have jetted the bikes and that. It'd just been fucking revving it. I think it may be a matter, because it's important, but... On, we just used to be flat out. I guess with what you're doing, like low revs
it
and
needs
real,
to be so
it needs to be
precise.
Really,
yeah, that's a thing.
I think motocross, we definitely didn't mess about that much. No way. I can't ever remember him changing a jet.
Mm.
We asked Billy and we asked Stan in the podcast before. Let's see if your answer's the same. If you wheeled a stock beater bike out, a beater enduro bike, what is it called? A 300?
RR.
RR. If you wheeled that out the showroom, what's the first thing you would change on the bike?
First thing?
Not so much change, first thing to do to it.
Modify.
The first thing I would do would just be handlebars.
Oh, you've got handlebars.
Yeah, why? What did they go for?
Moose.
Moose wheels and tyres. Tyres and moose.
The beaters come with mooses?
No.
Does any enduro bikes come with mooses? No.
No.
Too expensive from the
factory. Yeah, you would put mooses in. That would be the second. I'd rather fit. I don't know. You've thrown me now. I probably would do mooses actually.
Before
do you
bars.
Put mooses in? No.
I've never put a moose in my life. No.
You have?
You did a tire race. Tire change. Yeah. Surprisingly, I don't run mooses even up at Eds, and I get very rarely get a puncher. But at a race, we do run mooses. Yeah. Safe, innit?
Feeling different or not?
No, I feel no difference. Do you? Okay. Well, your mousses
yeah,
are
do,
super soft,
it's
aren't they?
So soft.
But a motocross mousse, I feel no difference at all.
There's someone asking a question that's obviously watched the last podcast, and it says, you mentioned in the last podcast that you were looking for youth riders for the beta team. Have you any new plans with that?
Maybe now I'm injured. I was thinking of putting someone on my bike, but I couldn't really get the funding that I needed.
From beta?
To run. Well, not from beta, from like everyone, really. Like, some people were interested, but it's hard enough running myself, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely.
But no, I would be interested. I've got, like, I watch a few kids and think, yeah, that'll be good.
But just...
And UK now there's kids. yeah, there's some UK kids, but now there's a junior world championship as well. I think that's really good.
Yeah, Billy mentioned that on the last one. That'll be good. That'll be good for progression.
Definitely.
How does the junior world championship work? Age limit or just...
I have no idea.
Fuck me, you don't know a lot, do you?
No, but, like, what? I don't know. I don't know what rounds are. Because I can't go to Israel because it's like 10, 15 grand to go and race there. They're not going to send a junior championship there either. So I don't know which rounds are in or... And then you can't send them up the same stuff as us in Romaniac. So I have no idea how it's going to work. But it'll definitely be a difficult
You'll know by the end of the year because you'll have tuned into all the races, Tommy, and you'll be...
No, I sometimes in the summer, I just pop over it and I watch it on that screen up there. We've done that.
You only watch it?
Well, yeah, I've watched
it. Because I've got it
there.
On.
Yeah, I just pop over and do a bit and then it's on and I watch it.
Yeah. He's come over.
Last time you asked me to turn it off.
Yeah, I don't come over to watch it. I come over and it's
pick
on.
Pick something off and it's
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and I sort of sit there and watch it for a bit. And then I told him to turn it off because MXGP was on the same day. Bill was just watching.
I haven't even
around.
Watched any of them. Are they any good this year?
It's different now because... A lot of the big names are out. So what was once like 10 top riders now, the names are completely different. It's almost like a new era has come. Who, if you looked at the list, you'd go, I don't know any of them.
Who's in the lead?
Tim Geiser, it's obviously, he's good anyway.
And 250s?
Yeah, but then after Tim Geiser, it's Maxime Renault.
Oh, yeah, he's doing good. I've seen, actually.
But you wouldn't expect that if you don't follow it.
No.
And then it's... I don't even know. Prado.
What about MX2?
MX2 is Jago Gertz and Tom Viau. It's just a bit different. Not really any. Ben struggling, Conrad struggling, so no Brits are like fighting for wins.
Conrad did good at Argentina.
Yeah, Conrad did good in Argentina.
Where did he finish?
5th overall.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good step for him.
Another question for you. The best and the worst bits about doing your own team?
The best bits is I don't have anyone to answer to. I just use whatever I want. Like if I don't like, I don't know, if I don't like my foot pegs, I can change them. I don't have to run them. And the worst bit is I have to plan everything myself and do everything myself and pay for everything myself. That is the worst bit.
In terms of that then, so what
pain's the worst bit?
Paying it hurts. So
does
like,
it?
Yeah.
Are you getting personal sponsors from like Liat and...
Yeah, Liat is my main sponsor, basically. They're so good.
And then...
I honestly don't think I'd be able to do it if it wasn't for Liat.
Really?
Yeah. Because I didn't realise the cost, and especially now we're going to Israel and stuff like that. Like, Israel, for me to go there, by the time you send the bike, I've got the flights.
Now he's perking up, isn't he? Now he wants to tell everyone how much it costs. All of a sudden, wouldn't say a word.
22,500.
Wouldn't say a word, and now... Now he's on he's the floor. Now he's looking it. Right. Now's my chance. Now's my chance to let them know how much I spend to just do this.
Well, that's funny you mention
like,
that. Because
in Europe, it's fine. Like, in Europe, it's fine because you can just jump in the van and you drive there. It's a few tanks of fuel, whatever. But going to Israel is just such a mission.
All the flying. Actually cost you £22,500. Or was that a
easy
joke? What, just to send your bikes?
To send my bike there...
There's no way it's cost that. I don't.
Why? I've got to drive to Salzburg to drop my bike off. That is, especially fuel prices now.
What? But all right.
Well, one race. One race has cost that.
One race. Yeah, to get my bike that easy.
Dixon. I sent only a bike. Bikes to Argentina and back for like $5,000.
No, he can't.
Can he? Does he honestly? Can't.
He takes them in suitcases.
I got done on the last.
Yeah, he takes them on the flight and that. Why don't you do that in cases?
Yeah, I could do.
Go on then, so let's say how much
it down.
The last Super Enduro, the promoter said, I hope I don't get a backlash from this. The promoter said, like, they'll pay for your travel of your bike. So I was like, all right, sweet. So you're allowed 120 kilograms.
Yeah.
So I got a box, put my bike in, and it weighed 130 something. I sent only a bike, nothing else, because I was just like, oh, I don't need anything. Sent my bike, and then I got an invoice for 1,800 because it goes on volume weight, which was 260 kilograms because of the size of the box.
Yeah.
So then I had to pay.
Pay the extra.
So they pay for 120 kilograms, but then you pay until 260. It's ridiculous. Yeah. What else?
Well, that's 1800. So where's the other 20? Well,
700 quid each on flight. No, I'm talking about Super Enduro.
Oh, right. Okay.
This one will be worse because you need more people there, and you're there for 3 days. The hotel was 500 and something quid a night.
Fuck me, that's dear.
Exactly. Wouldn't spend that in a year.
No wonder you're not hotels.
Yeah.
I'll bet you take that for granted now. After when you used to ride for KTM,
so easy before.
You just
so easy.
You ring someone.
Up. Yeah. Where well, you don't even do that. You just get an email saying you're going here. Your flight's at this time. Get
what,
to
that
the airport.
Easy.
Yeah.
What, well, you that, know that is. Yeah. No. No. But I've also done it. I suppose I don't take my bikes when I was racing GPs. Obviously, when you fly the flight. When you was flying around the world, you couldn't go to a race and spend less than a grand, basically. Like, on my expenses, you'd get... If I asked for expenses from a team, it'd be a grand a race. But that's just my hotel for me alone. No mechanic, no nothing. Flight, hotel, rent a car.
Yeah, it soon adds up.
Yeah,
but anyways, we're not complaining. It's awesome. I enjoy
doing
it.
No, you're complaining, but it's
good. I'm not, because I'm going to carry on doing it as long as I can. I did want to finish racing when I was, like, 32, 33. Now I'm going to beat Graham.
Well, you're just going 50, for it.
Yeah.
What, you have got a bit more motivation again now?
Yeah.
Because there was a time where your motivation was quite low, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You were like, oh, one more year.
Hanging around with Tommy
rubbed off of me. And I was over it.
No, but that's true. You was pretty a low
yeah,
point.
You do.
It was
you
like,
go,
oh, I want to do it.
Down,
I'll do it
yeah.
for a cut. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
It's quite normal when you're struggling. You're just like, fucking hell, I'd almost rather do this than keep struggling mentally.
Could just go back for windows.
What's
what would
that?
You do if you had to go back for a job?
Don't know. I'd just do coaching.
You'd be a video editor, wouldn't you? And a
filmer.
Yeah,
be a filmer. I've got so many, like, I'm good at so many things. Yeah. I could just put my hand to anything, to be honest.
It's a funny we were talking about there about the cost of everything.
You've took
me
my
and you
sponsor.
Would be screwed.
You took one of my sponsors, didn't you, as well?
If it wasn't for Ed, me and you would be
he's
screwed
helped
on
you.
Any...
Why?
Yeah, he's a massive help for me.
Yeah, he's amazing.
We'd be screwed if it wasn't for Ed. Anything to do with social media, you'd be even worse than me.
No,
I
haven't helped
have
you that much.
Yeah, but I have a little go myself, but I have no idea.
I'd ring you all the time
for something.
I'd be...
Tommy would be absolutely screwed.
Yeah. I sat here when you walked in trying to do something and Ed's doing it for me.
Where is your YouTube channel?
I've just gone off it again.
Have you? Off the
too
boil?
Too hard, honestly, yeah. If I lived in England and you could do it for me, I'd carry on.
I can't possibly take on any more people. And it's fucking
Tommy
stressful.
Enough.
No, Billy last week, Tommy this week.
Oh, I can imagine.
I
hope they pay you well.
I thought you had someone on board. Nah, Tommy don't pay. Not enough.
I know, I can't imagine him. He's that tight.
I thought you had someone on board doing your stuff.
I did, but I have to pay him.
And another cost.
Yeah, see, read. If I had to pay Ed, fuck me, it'd cost me a
lot
of money.
You wouldn't do it.
Read this
you just
question.
Wouldn't
no, if it was
you'd
like
probably
a grand
quit riding.
If it's a grander YouTube video, it would soon add up.
Read that top left question. I know it's from.
Does he have short hands, short arms and long pockets?
Who's it from?
Do you know that's from? I don't know, just a random person. They've obviously seen you moaning on about money before.
Who's it from?
This is just a randomer.
That's from Billy.
From Billy, yeah. I've He's the tightest man ever. He's been living at my house for...
Billy's
how long has he even been there? How long has he been living at your house?
Well, he's basically adopted a room in my house.
Yeah,
he's a sofa.
Same with mine. I went up to have a look in the top bedroom just to check it out before I left to make all the windows were shut. And he's got like trainers now up there. I'm like, what are you doing?
He does it good, doesn't he? Just sofa surfs, but he's quite happy to not have it a base. Just go from van to sofa to bedroom. I think he's gone home. This is the first time he would have gone back to Newcastle in a while.
Oh, has he gone up?
I don't know.
He went home and now he's flying to Israel tomorrow.
Oh, so he didn't even... Oh, he's going to stay at home one night.
One night at home. He might have gone yesterday, actually, as well.
Yeah.
I haven't really spoken to him much today.
When Super Enduro season started, he just turned up at the house.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Well, when I came to Germany last week and then we went from Germany to... Spain, you obviously weren't there, and I don't know if he knew you weren't going to be there because his plan was.
I told him I wasn't at the house.
Yeah, but what time? When did you tell him?
Before Germany, because I knew I was flying. I flew. Where did I flew somewhere else, but
flew
I knew I wasn't
going
to be there, so I told him.
He said that the plan was we were going to go and stay at yours, and then that obviously changed, and then we literally landed into Barcelona, And I said, well, what are we doing? And he went, oh, the Lowe's, Alex Lowe's is out here with his team. Text him, see what hotel he's in. I'm like, all right. So I text him, this is at 7:30 at night. I said, oh, he's in this hotel. And he went, oh, that's only 20 minutes away. Let's go there. Not booked anything, just bowled straight in the reception. Went, you got any rooms? And by pure chance, they had a room. They're like, you can only stay two nights. He's like, oh, yeah, that'll do.
I quite like that, though. Like, I've come here, I don't know where I'm sleeping tonight.
Oh, you can stay in Bill's bed.
I need to be in Manchester tomorrow morning, so I might just drive back and find somewhere.
Oh, do you? Do what you want.
Oh, you've come from Liverpool to here and then back to Manchester?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Manchester.
Take a shift for this.
Just for the podcast.
We'll keep talking about trying to get more money off people then. You got to make it worthwhile coming on.
I love it. I love coming on.
No, it's the one sponsor that sponsored us both. He's a big help, obviously, to your program and to me. It's GTCI. Nicky.
What does he do?
Ring, actually.
And ODM Services. Does plumbing. He does everything. It's like a building consultancy firm.
I'm just checking, you know.
No, last time you mentioned it, I was a bit unsure, wasn't I? But no, he's a big building firm. He's from Gravesend.
I've been speaking to him today.
Have you?
Yeah.
No, he's the boy, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm just putting him in touch with Bill.
Yeah, so it's ODM Services. Have you? Don't put him in touch
with
Bill.
When I started speaking to him, Tommy messaged me with him.
No, Billy told me, he says, Johnny's talked to your sponsor, so I text Johnny and said, fucking leave off, mate.
Tommy said to me the other day, do not tell Billy who he is.
Yeah, then we'd be both screwed. We'd both be out of
I've never had a sponsor like
Oh, you must have Instagrammed me,
Mr. Bollocks. But no, so he supports us. It's ODM Services, and it's GTCI consultancy company. So from Gravesend, does all building, everything really, carpentry as well now. So to follow them, have a look and support them.
Well done, mate.
Or just take one look at Johnny's bike because it's covered in stickers.
Yeah, he's got on. You got it on the shrouds.
Yeah, because I appreciate his help.
No, that's good.
Anyone else you need to say?
What's this?
February the 4th. Don't go poaching my sponsors, you little weasel.
Is that what you sent to him?
That's what he sent to me.
Who else did you send it to?
No one. Only Johnny.
Has he got any other sponsors? You got any other clashing sponsors?
And then he's put, no. Don't let him watch your first. Don't let him watch your last vlog, or you won't get anything off him.
Why? What did you do?
I don't know. He's just trying to be funny, wasn't he?
Oh dear me. Keep flicking through.
Bill's got enough sponsors. He doesn't need any more.
Factory. You don't need it when you're factory.
Bill's got his main sponsor. He's happy with, and you gave him his helmet.
Yeah, exactly. Now that is his sick helmet.
Yeah, now
you
he's
were Red Bull back in the day.
Yeah.
Were you? How many years?
2007 and 8, and then 9 and 10 in America.
No. Nope.
Was that like a... Yeah. No, you were Muscle Milk in America, weren't you?
No, I was. Muscle I had milk. Red Bull. Oh, sorry, yeah. And then I went back to Red Bull. So
private deal or team?
Team deal with KTM, and then the second year was a private deal. It was like I had Red Bull and an FMF on the top. It was quite good, actually. That was good to me in America, wasn't it? I remember going to do fitness tests.
Mm. Do you know one of the things that sticks in my...
One time I got so pissed at the Red Bull party before my first Supercross.
Yeah, you did.
It's fucking... People were fuming, weren't they?
Before the Supercross?
Yeah, because I trained, obviously. No, not night before. Well, it's like 6 days away, but I'd obviously trained so much.
Ages away.
I know, but I was only like 18, 19, and then I trained and hadn't drunk. And anyway, I got to this Long Beach, wasn't it? Just went mental, was sick all the way home. Team want happy.
That must be what we do. I do that as well. What? Sick all the time.
Oh, on a pisser?
On the way home.
Billy won't like me saying this, but he was hanging out of his ass on Sunday night after the Super Enduro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've said before, he was in his full motocross kit still.
Oh, yeah, boots
in up. The Irish bar. And then the next morning he come down for breakfast and he's like, "Is it all right?" He's like, phew. I said, what's up? Didn't really say anything. Oh, no, all good. Then Roxy came down and was like, yep, he's just cuddled the toilet all night. He fell asleep on the toilet, arm on the toilet, still in his kit, blah, blah, blah. I was like,
brilliant. You've got to celebrate, though. You've got good times.
Now, you have got, you never regret celebrating, do you?
You went and celebrated, didn't you? Oh,
what a night. Did you hear about it? We didn't even get out. We weren't allowed in anywhere. Why? Went to Berlin thinking it was going to be a sick night. Got there, they just wouldn't let us in anywhere.
Oh, you didn't go to the same place Bill was?
No, because we were flying in the morning from Berlin, so we just decided to go there.
Nowhere open?
Yeah, they're open. They just wouldn't let us in.
For what reason?
The first place, we had masks on and I smiled. Well, I was laughing under my mask and he wouldn't let us in because I was laughing. There was four of us.
Really?
Yeah, okay, he was just a dick.
But you actually, second, you must have been happy with that in the championship.
I was mega happy, yeah. I really was. Thanks.
You came into the last day joint on points, didn't you?
Joint on points, yeah. And then I managed to get a good super pole in, so I managed to, with nearly dying. So I pulled 1 point then, and then I did good in the first two races, and then it came into...
Why, did you win super pole?
No, I was second.
What'd
but
you
that's
get?
2 points.
Oh, okay.
Over Colton's one. And then going into the final race, I had three points on him, I think.
Yeah.
So Bill had to win. Billy was way faster than both of us. So, like, on the first lap, because I got a good start, I let him past and expect him to go, but he didn't. He wasn't pulling on us for some reason. And I was like, oh, no, is this going to...
What, Bill?
Yeah.
Bill wasn't pulling away?
Not massively for the first few laps, and I was shitting my pants. I was like, he better not pull over and let Colton past. Because then that would be him. He would have beat me on points. No, we would have drawn on points, but he would have got the last race, if you know what I mean.
Did you get... No, Bill wouldn't have done that.
Well, yeah, I told him before not to do it.
No, but I mean, obviously, you're his mate and then a teammate, so you could sort of... Either one, he said on the last thing he just didn't want to get in anyone's way. He was just like, I was almost afraid to get in their way.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be involved.
Well, I just wanted him to go and get away so then we could battle it out. But my shoulder was so bad in them last few races. Oh, someone got an order.
Yeah, we just had a Kex order come in. One pair.
Good man.
JW22 code.
In fact, you shared that and there was a lot of JW22 code used yesterday.
Was there? Sweet.
Pencil. Yeah, so if you do want to buy some Kex... Use JW22 or 2Pro1 Slow as a code. There you go.
What was I talking about?
Your talking about your
place.
Race.
Did you get a bonus for second place off sponsors?
Yeah. So off some. It was worth it. It was worth
how much? Yeah. Oh, in total.
I got 50 quid off Red Bull.
That's true. That's
and
good.
70 quid off Beta.
Fucking hell.
That's cushy as fuck.
Pay for the fuel exactly. To get the motor home back.
Easy. No, my van broke down when I got there, didn't it?
Oh, did it?
Proper private of your life. I had to get it fixed to get
along. Oh, I did see your Instagram story, actually. Can anyone help me that likes Enduro and's not going to charge me?
Please.
I see that. I thought,
this legend fixed it for free, actually. So
did he?
Very appreciative of him.
Did he actually come out and fix it
yeah.
all?
Yeah, so
didn't even give him the money for parts.
I rang up the VW thing because the van's only a year old. I was like, this is warranty, this sweet. I rang them up and I hadn't taxed the vehicle. So that means the warranty's void. So then I was like, yeah, I need to get someone else to fix it.
I've what
taxed
was
it now.
What was actually wrong?
A broken pipe or something. I don't even know.
Oh, not a big problem.
No.
Someone wants to know why.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Why don't you do any British extremes anymore?
Just because living in Andorra, it's a bit of a mission to get back.
And I'm guessing like you've got no bike here.
15 hours. Yeah, no, I don't have a bike.
So everything's all in Andorra.
Believe it or not, I actually pay for my own bikes.
And it costs you money to get back?
Yeah.
No, but you've done a couple of... I see you've done
like a
I
used to do them all the time. I did them every year.
They look quite good, the British Enduro.
I did them every year up until the other year, and then, yeah, just because it's such a mission to get home.
Have you won the British Extreme Championship a few times? A
couple of times, yeah.
How many times did you win Erzberg?
I don't even... Three, maybe.
Fuck no.
I can't remember.
Has Billy ever won that? He's not, has he?
No. Yes. Nah, he'll be good this year.
Will he?
I think
was that one of your best races?
Not really, but it definitely got me a ride for KTM. So yeah, I do.
Johnny done
it. You won it as a privateer?
Nah, I was... My first year I won it, I was on the fact... When I first went there, I was third. And I went from there directly to KTM to get my first contract.
Yeah.
And then the year after.
Johnny won pretty much everything in 1 year before there was a championship.
Oh, yeah.
He won.
Never mind, times move on, don't they?
Yeah.
We'll get there one day.
Yeah, but there's plus and minus, because I think there was bigger bonuses on every event then, weren't there, or not?
Why are we talking about money here?
Well, no, because you're like... No, I'm just saying, in general.
Nah, like, yeah, it was different. It's like different. But it, like, I feel like in all of the sports, I don't know what motocross is like, but I feel like all the sports are getting a little bit less.
No, but I'm not saying like less now. It won a championship, but each rent was more prestigious as one event then.
Yeah. You know your shit, don't you?
Yeah, I think now, like if you win Erzberg, it's just like, oh, he's won Erzberg. Then I think like Erzberg was huge, a huge one-off event.
It's not a championship. So it was quite cool.
I think it'll still be pretty cool to win.
No, I know, but I'm sure it was like a bigger thing as a one-off event.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know much about it, but...
Someone wants to know if they can buy one of your Red Beta team jackets.
It's... I've stopped doing the merch now.
That was another question. When are you going to start selling merch?
I'm going to... When you start... I designed one the other week. I sent you a picture of the t-shirt that I want to design.
Yeah, it was a flat-out copy of Billy's.
Was it actually? Yeah. Had 22 in the lightning bolt instead of... What number is he? 57.
So, no team jackets available?
Nah, I'm going to start doing merch again when you start doing it.
Oh, you seriously want me to take over the helm again? All right.
Come on. See, he's took over mine now. Easy work, isn't it?
Who designed yours, though?
Ryan.
Ah, Ryan Watson. Yeah. If you're listening, Ryan, you're very, very good, but very, very slow. In fact, I know how we could help him out. He always wants credit for the work he does. Go and follow Ryan Watson on Instagram. Comment on his... pictures or anything, tell him he's brilliant and then tell him he needs to do more work for us lot.
Well, you've tried to employ him.
Not interested.
No, he is.
Yeah,
he works brilliant. Full time. It's not like it's only job.
He's absolutely brilliant at what he does, but just very slow.
I'll do a merch drop soon. I'll just bring out one t-shirt.
What are you going to put on it? Do you want to sketch it up for me?
No, I'll have a think when I'm driving home tonight. I've got a few hours to think about it.
All right.
I do a yellow circle.
You're still discounting the old stuff, isn't you?
I just sleep in that now, and it's rags.
Well, your merchandise is actually going to be out by the time this comes out, but it's currently not out. It all just landed today.
It's another top, but it will be out, so hopefully...
Can I have a discount code?
Happily, yeah.
For his stuff?
You ordered the other day is here as well, by the way.
Oh, is it? Sweet.
Yeah. I thought I'd brought it in.
Yeah, I'll give you... If you sell some of my stuff like people do, what's it called, Ed?
Discount code.
No, I'll give you a discount code and you get a...
Oh, you want to put them on the affiliate scheme?
Yeah, an affiliate scheme.
What's that mean?
If they use JW22 any order that comes in, I'll give you 10% of the order.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We're on.
You'd probably make about 10 pence. Not because you don't sell, just because people won't buy it.
Yeah, you're right.
Johnny, what would you class your biggest win or biggest achievement in your career?
My biggest win was probably Erzberg. That year when I won it by quite a bit. I can't remember, like 30 minutes. Everything just went perfect. It was just like an amazing race. So yeah, that's it really.
Who got second?
I think Graham was.
He's won it a few times, hasn't he? Yeah,
he's been DQ'd a few times as well.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, bless him.
For what?
Missing checkpoints.
Is that easy to do? Or?
Yeah. Yes and no. There was the first year that I did it, he missed a checkpoint and it was on top of a hill. And all he had to do was go up the hill and then back down and he just went straight across the bottom. So he got disqualified and I got on the podium.
And it was would have took him how many seconds to do that?
It depends. If you got stuck, you were there for a bit.
Yeah.
You know how it is. If you're
10 minutes or... We're talking you could 30 seconds.
You could have got up it in, 30 seconds a minute, or you could have lost 10 minutes.
Another question. What are your thoughts on the UK holding a super enduro race?
They need to. That would be awesome.
Wouldn't it?
Is there anyone out there that can do it? We need someone to do it, because I feel like when at all our races this year, there's been so many English fans that have come into the pit, so we definitely would be good to have one here, but...
Well, we've given it a kick up the arse on 3 podcasts now, so if that's not sparked anyone's interest to get out there and do it, then they should.
They definitely should. If someone gave me a ticket to come, I'd watch.
I'll give you one. You can have a team manager's pass.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd pay for a ticket. But
would you buy the £7 live stream if it was in the UK?
It was ride.
I tell you what, if it's in the UK in the next couple of years, I could probably do the junior class, yeah.
What, you'd have a ride?
Why not? Class.
Well, they could use your name to sell some tickets. You could go in the
European class, mate.
Oh, that's what I mean, European class.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go then. Look, not only do you hold a race in UK, you can use Tommy's name to promote and sell some tickets.
That'd be good.
You'd sell more tickets than Billy. People coming to watch you. Well, going there.
If I was going to race it, obviously I wouldn't sell no tickets than Bill, but if I was going to race it, I would put in a bit of effort, like a good stint before, see if I could get over like a block, a log or something.
Did you do the arena cross?
I did, yeah. Back when I was young, 17, and... they used to do Sheffield Arena. I always used to race. Yeah, I raced it when I was 16, 17. Now? Excuse me.
It's not ran for a few years.
No, it's not this year. But in 2017, I was signed up to race it. And then I done my knee in America, practicing for it. So, or is that Glen Helen? But I don't know.
You having a T-shirt change?
I'm having an audio off.
You got wham.
I was going to race the arena cross. I like it. I think that's, in the UK, it's something that, they miss, I think, when the young people aren't racing it because they focus on motocross. I think it's a bit silly. Like, you can quite happily race four indoor races, and I think it's a shame that a lot of the good UK riders decided to skip it for no reason. Mm. You know, like, there's no, just it's, race it's it, get to everyone do. To race it, get all the good guys to race it, and make it part of a British Championship. And that was a shame when all the riders didn't.
I think. I would definitely come back and do it if it ran again.
What, you're doing arena cross?
Yeah.
Would you actually ever go? Yeah.
Yeah, because it'd be good training for super. Honestly, when does it run normally? Or did it run?
December, January. Winter. I think they had one in December, two in January, maybe like one in February. So it never obviously clashed. I think it's a good series. I think what Matt Bates done was brilliant. The problem is he could get no UK riders, so they'd always go get the French riders. And then people were like, oh, it's all the French riders. And they're pretty good, if you know what I mean, because the French have a good, strong Supercross series.
So why wouldn't you do it?
I did sign to it.
Oh, you did?
I did sign to it, yeah. Well, there was times when it was difficult for me. If you're riding for a factory team and you're getting paid for a world championship, they're not going to let you race it. But the UK teams and the riders, when I got the choice and I went back to Dixon that year, I signed up to race the championship. But then I got injured just before. But when I was 17, I raced Sheffield. I think Mike Brown, Carl Nunn. They all used to do it. Mackenzie. Used to have good riders come over. Did you ever go watch one or never?
No, I raced one. I raced one like...
Which one?
It must be 10 years ago. Sheffield, I think.
Oh, did you?
On a two-stroke, yeah. I didn't qualify.
In the main class?
Yeah, but I never qualified.
Oh, fair play.
I was in the LCQ.
They used to have a massive triple at Sheffield every year that was just way too big.
Really?
Yeah. It's like you'd have to hit it flat out and everyone was scared. And the problem is back in then, the tracks was quite hard, like they had big whoops. Big triple, and then a lot of the amateurs would come race because they had all amateur classes throughout, and they'd hurt themselves on the track. And then almost now it's almost made too easy because they want races and they want close racing. So some the good riders then moan it's a little bit too easy, but it makes the racing really close.
Yeah.
Do you prefer super enduro or hard enduro?
Super enduro is good because it's such short races. And there's loads going on. They're both good in their own way, if you know what I mean. Whereas your long ones are nice. Outdoor. Oh,
fuck. That's a nice T-shirt you've got on, by the way.
Thanks, mate.
Where's it from?
It's a Liat one. It's from Cape Town.
Is Liat from Cape Town?
Yeah.
Is it actually? Oh, yeah, South African, isn't it?
South African.
Have you got any... Why don't you get Liat to do your JW22 merch?
Because they've got enough on with their own stuff, haven't they?
Have they not made you any JW gear?
They've got... What they have got is a shoulder brace, which I'm going to start running from now on, too.
Actually...
Someone asked me what knee braces you use as well. Do you use Liat one?
Liat knee braces.
When I hurt my shoulder, Liat sent me a shoulder brace.
Did that? And?
Dave King, isn't it?
Yeah, Dave. That's what I deal with.
He's really nice. He sent me a shoulder brace. I wore it for a little bit, but then my shoulder got a little bit better. But the way my shoulder is, it doesn't come out of the socket. It's not like I need it bracing. It's just like a awkward little niggle. Strange.
Have you had operations on them?
No. I think what happened is, why it's caused the pain, is I separated my shoulder and I broke my collarbone in a crash. They plated the collarbone and it almost, this whole shoulder sits more forward in the socket. So... It don't, like, the muscles don't fire correctly, which is why I always get the the same muscle pull. Like it almost feels like it, I tear it, but it's because I think it's sat weird in the socket from the operation. So it's more prone to injury.
Yeah.
That's self-diagnosed diagnosis.
So if you, when you finish racing, you can get into being a doctor as well.
Doctor.
No, I could be a physio. I have that much physio on things.
Yeah, what's your physio too. Bill this month?
Well, I just went today, didn't I? No, so I've went less. I'm more healthy right now than I have been in the last 5 years.
So we're expecting big things at the next British.
Yeah, no, you can expect big things.
Where's the next one at?
Fox Hills.
Oh, well, that's not Sunday, so you're all right.
Yeah.
This is quite a nice question for the both of you, actually. Is it annoying when you finally get comfortable on a bike and the bike's set up and then they release a new model?
For me, no, not really. It's quite difficult. I guess you stick with a model more than what I have. In Motocross, there's always a new model. 1 year, I was really frustrated, actually, but they didn't even release a new model, but something changed. In 2016, I was riding for Dixon and really, really loved my bike, the way the suspension was. And 2017, bikes come out, and they said they made no change, but the suspension just didn't work in the bike, the same as what I had in 16. And we couldn't figure out why. And then we got to the bottom that they'd changed something. Changed something very small that had a huge it was like something like a linkage or something, the way the rear end sat, and it made everything feel funny, but we couldn't really fix the problem. So that was frustrating, but other than that, no, my side, no.
Yeah, no, for me, no. Before, when I was on KTM, it's always tested before, so it's not like,
was you
like, you always test.
They're, you was carped to TPI era there, though, yeah, weren't you?
Yeah, that was a difficult time. The first few years, I would say. Like, the first year was difficult. But they did change the carburetor before. They went from one carb to another, which was, like, a little bit different. So then it was, like, yeah, you were kind of used to it. But it was difficult at first. But, yeah, they've always done so much testing before that they know pretty much what's going to happen. Because I don't know how they're getting on with that new motocross bike. You'll probably know more than me.
No idea.
Oh. A new motocross bike?
No, Johnny said the KTM, obviously, like the one they're racing in Supercross bike. Is new.
Oh, right.
Jeffrey was meant to race is new.
Yeah, I don't
Prado,
know.
Prado, I think, is racing it. I'm not sure if it's as good or not. I think they are having some sort of issues because Cooper Webb's not as good as he once was. Well, not as good as he, not, like, he's obviously just not got shit. He's still good. And he probably
maybe the competition could win this weekend. Better.
Yeah,
no, you never know, do you?
Tormach's absolutely on fire.
Yeah, it's good. But then we haven't seen Jeffrey race because he got injured. Prado's still going all right.
This is not a question for Johnny, but what is the latest on Tommy's 2002 CR250?
My 250, I was actually speaking to Factory Image Racing to get some parts for that sorted.
Are you speaking to the old sponsor?
Yeah.
How are they?
Good. He's quite helpful with it. So
yeah, no.
They do a lot of parts for the old bikes. Bits and pieces and throttle cables, and even Wob said it's like the best company to go for some of these parts are Factory Image. So I called them. I just needed to get the ball rolling a little bit. I've actually got to call Mitch Payton. I tried to call him last night, but my phone won't call America.
Name dropping.
Yeah, because I want to get he's going to do the pipes and he's going to do the head and the casings.
Have pretty a Pico good. Not do got you, anything for you?
A Pico, I've not asked anything. Wob sent me a list of things I need to call. I think a Pico do all the plastics. There's like a list of stuff, and because it's more my bike this time, I've got to be a little bit more involved. So
who builds it?
He builds it all. He's got it. He's building it. But I need to sort of sort the parts.
Tommy build
it. I was going to say, do you not fancy trying yourself? No.
No. No.
Maybe at some.
Yeah, but you have to sort of know a bit of mechanic. And if you've never witnessed him on the tools, have you?
No, I wouldn't want to strip a bike.
Once I left him in here, right, and he was moaning on that it was cold, and he said he wanted to go in the house, and he was trying to fettle up his brother's KLX 110, and they're quite tricky to get the rear wheel out. And I said, oh, I'm not giving you the key to the house until you get the rear wheel out on your own. And it
was hard to get the rear wheel out.
Wow, what do you have to do?
There's like a disc brake, drum brake, sorry, that's internally into the wheel, and you have to loosen it all. It's a bit of a pain.
The best thing was when Leon Haslam had his bike in here and the camera's on, and we was watching him try and struggle to get his bike out, and then he got his forks out of the bike. He went to lean his forks up against the wall.
No, you missed a bit. He had it on this stand here, jacked right up, and he was trying to take the front forks out of the triple clamp.
Yeah.
undone everything, and the forks just fell out with the front wheel still attached and smashed.
He was trying to put
from a flat track setup into a motocross setup. So
did the bike stay on the stand?
No.
Didn't just do a wheelie.
No, the bike stayed on the stand because it had the pegs on, but the forks fell down. Then he lent them up over there, walked back over here, the fork, and then he's just running around. It was mad.
It was funny. The forks then fell over, the wheel on the floor, and he, on camera, he's running between the two, trying to keep both upright. It was quite good. Yeah, good to watch.
Entertaining.
What else was he talking about then?
Your 2002.
Oh, yeah, the two-stroke. So I wouldn't fancy building it, but I need to get the ball rolling on it, so it's quite hard. I've never really asked people for parts and bits and pieces. Everyone else done it, so I'm trying to call around, get price on bits, get parts. And, I need to call Mitch tonight and try and get ball rolling. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you just sit there and don't do nothing. Once one part starts coming in, I think I can start making a bit of calls.
What are you going to do? You're going to ride it?
I'm going to race Fox Hills on it.
Ooh.
Wops race.
VMXDN.
VMXDN at Fox Hills. That's the plan anyway. It's in August. Nice. Bank holiday weekend for everyone.
Do they come do any up. Retro beaters you could come and have a ride on?
Don't know, actually. Maybe.
Would they mind if you rode a retro other bike? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, they do make them.
See if you can get one. Come and enter.
I think they started off doing motocross bikes.
You done the two-stroke festival, didn't you, before? You went around there.
This is where we need Dot Wob now.
I'm going to build a motocross bike.
Yeah, you need this, and this. This bike was in 19. It was fucking brilliant.
Yeah, he would know.
I'm going to get a 300 and build a motocross bike. I should get a 250, really, shouldn't I?
Four-stroke.
I can race it. No, two-stroke.
Van Orbik does well on his beater.
Going right, all right, isn't
fifth in the world championship.
Is that what he's at now? That's good, because last year, or the year before when he was on Honda, he was still...
Yeah, same place.
Yeah, so it mustn't be
too bad. Well, he's better this year than last year. But even last year, he come in really good. And now they've got a two-man team. They've got Van Orbik. They've got Van Orbik and Lupino.
Lupino, yeah.
It's quite good. The bike's obviously good.
Someone here's wrote, sick of asking Bill, so ask Johnny instead. Are you going to offer training days?
Is it an English dude, you know? I would do, yeah. No, I will do some training days. It's just hard to fit everything in.
Yeah, I agree.
Does Billy do them or not really?
No, he did one years ago, I think, didn't he?
I was there actually. Yeah. We did it together. We should do one together.
Well, that's what I said to him before. Well, you should do.
It's quite hard. It's like a long day, if you know what I mean. I don't mind doing them, but you lose like a day's training.
What do you mean?
We literally ride.
Oh, a day's training for yourself. Yeah,
but now you're injured, you could.
Yeah, I could do actually. Maybe I should.
We're going to do a ride day again. You should come to that.
No start money.
But we might do an enduro one as well if you fancy it. Yeah.
Definitely. It looked good that last one. Billy
was really good actually. Good fun.
Jumping down a hill.
Yeah, big jump.
Silly man. Is Johnny coming to do the Manx 2-day trial with you boys? Do you want to join us?
When is it?
I don't know, but it don't clash with anything.
When's the TT? I'm desperate to go and watch the TT. I've never been to watch it. And
I went to the TT. Landed, and as I landed, they cancelled it because it rained. No. And I was only there one day.
Is that the only time you've ever been?
Yeah, I've literally walked to the paddock and nothing happened and gotten a fly home.
Do you know when it is or not? No. What time of the year? No. Let's go this year, 100%.
All right. Deal. They.
Can I come?
It's another sport. It's not motocross. You all right?
You get a nosebleed.
No, I don't mind. We get a bit of hospitality, some food and drink or something.
It looks amazing. Have you seen? Do you know what the TT is?
Yeah. In Ireland, it's flat out.
What does it stand for?
Tricky.
Tricky track?
No.
Yeah. Tarmac
Ironman
track.
Man.
Tarmac TT. Track.
Tarmac tossers? No, I don't know. Ironman TT. What does it stand for?
Time trial.
Come on.
So close.
Nah, I'm going this year 100%.
Right, well, ma'am. We're all in on that one. You have to book it quite early, though. Like book.
Oh, I think it's probably already sold out. Everyone says that. Or accommodation.
Yeah, but you could just take a van, stop in the van.
Can't we take your motorhome? Mm. Or is that in Andorra?
It's in Andorra, but you could just rent one here, couldn't you?
I have my motorhome.
My mate rented one to go down to Matley the other week from Cumbria. Drove down Matterley, parked in a car park.
Come home.
On the way down, it was that windy. The glass blew out the front of the
camper,
so you had to pay for that. So you drove
that
up there.
That windy, it blew the glass out.
At the front, yeah, the front.
Oh, bed. That was when it was, yeah, because it got cancelled, didn't it?
Yeah,
so hell, I didn't know.
He drove it down, rented this camper, drove it down, parked in the lay-by, slept, and then drove home the next day with no glass in his camper.
Oh, fuck.
The front windscreen or the side window or something?
No, the bed one.
Oh.
The front bed bit.
Yeah, because the wind can get behind it and just rip them things out.
Who's the most difficult guy to pass in your races, Johnny?
Probably Billy, because he doesn't move. Like, when you hit him, you bounce off him.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
What about when you two... Obviously, now he's got the edge a little bit in the championships, but there must have been a time where he was coming up, and you actually told me...
Yeah, what about the time that Johnny said to us, yeah, there's this guy coming out, he's so good, he's going to fucking take all my sponsors.
He didn't say so good. I've the asked you the question, is there any good kids? Because you was winning, I said, is there any good kids coming up? And you went, yeah... Who's this one kid? He's from Newcastle. Billy Bolt. And I was like, yeah, and you had a manager at the time, and you went, he's taking all my sponsors as well. He's fucking riding KTM.
He's still at it now. He's not stopped.
He's got the same gear as me, but he's going to be good. You went.
I thought back in the day he should have got his own sponsors. It would have been better for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
What, than stealing yours?
Yeah.
Yeah, but same manager at the time, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's so always going to happen. They have contacts, they do it. But what about when he was coming up? So you knew he was going to be good?
Yeah, of course he's going to be good.
Why?
Like, no one else at the moment, there's no one coming up like he did. Like, no. He was good straight away kind of thing. He was fast.
But at that point, I didn't know the name. And you just says, yeah, there's one kid, Billy Bolt. But why at that point? What was he doing?
He probably just started and he was probably getting some good results. So, yeah, he was just good.
What, straight off the bat?
Yeah.
What, but then at what point was he racing you and then he started beating you and you just thought, oh, fuck, this
bloke. Only the last few years.
He's done some hot. He was hot and cold, wasn't he? He'd go well at one race and then.
Yeah, he'd crash a lot. Wreck another one. But now his speed's good.
Oh, so there's years
like at the indoors. At the indoors now, there's nobody on his level. If you know what I mean.
But then there was a stage where he was fast. You knew he was fast, but he wouldn't be there for the championship up and down.
Yeah, like probably 2 years ago.
Yeah, well that
just before COVID. Like he was always good. You could always think he'd win. He could win a race, but like you just knew he wouldn't be because he was that wild. If you know what I mean. Whereas now.
Just matured.
He's not wild, yeah. He's matured.
Still wild.
Well, yeah, he's wild, but like
not
as out of control.
No,
like he's more in control now.
Have you got any good stories you can tell us about your time with Bill? Anything you two have been up to recently?
Mate, no, but we should have when he's living at my house. We should just have a video you there all the time videoing us because it is so funny.
Why? What's he get up to?
Well, no, just like everything, taking the piss out of each other, and it's funny.
These two. Rang me up about 3-4 weeks ago. A pair of them trying to edit a video over FaceTime.
It was my video.
Yeah, you was trying to make a reel, weren't you?
He did it for me in the end.
Yeah. You couldn't even make
He's
a reel.
He's actually quite good, Nat.
Yeah, Bill's good.
You couldn't even make a reel. Could you make one?
On my phone, I could make a reel.
On your phone?
On Instagram.
Tommy's got a laptop now. Today is his first day. Okay. I give him my old laptop.
Ed's laptop.
What did you get?
Don't know. Whatever his laptop is.
The MacBook Apple. Pro.
Oof. Grand.
Big spender.
Cheap though.
Oh, so you just got the small memory
one. Done your cheap. Yeah, well, it wasn't. Mine wasn't that bad, but I upgraded to a proper ripper.
Ah, he's got a second hand one.
Yeah. Well, it's really? A lot better
well,
than
well, he was going to buy a new one.
I need a camera. I need someone to give me a camera. I don't have a vlogging camera.
Buy one like us. What did I spend on mine? $2,500.
Yeah.
All in. That's well good. Good investment now. I'm well chuffed with it. Ed's just set it up. I'm actually going to go down Mel Pocock's.
What app do you use to do your editing?
I bought it all, Johnny, mate. Not
what,
tight
what's
as
it
one
called?
May think. Final X Pro Cut.
Yeah, that'll do.
In that some of them orders. Final Cut Pro X, I don't know.
That's it, you got it.
Oh, you got the Pro one?
Yeah.
Do I have the Pro? No, I don't.
Yeah,
have
no,
pro.
You have the Pro one.
I do.
Yeah.
That's tricky to use. I learned it for a day and then I sort of started getting the hang of it and then I took like a month off and went back on. I couldn't even
you
cut one
then,
thing.
Yeah.
So hard.
Forget all the shortcuts.
Yeah. I don't know any shortcuts, so now I've got to start playing around.
I had
a
year and
a
half off at one point. Didn't do anything.
Really?
No video.
And how were you when you came back?
Fucking terrible. Couldn't even. I just opened it
up. I remember we used to be on holiday, and me and Ed would be sharing a room, and he'd all night. He was just there. The laptop was up. His face was just glowing. He's there editing a video.
Yeah, he's good.
Every night, loving it.
Mm. That's how everything's self-taught, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just watch YouTube videos, self-taught how to do it.
Doesn't work for me when I watch them.
Me and Johnny have got some good stories, haven't we? Some very non-tellable stories,
but... Yeah, you just... You used to spend a lot of time together, didn't you, really? There was no vlogs in that at that point, but just generally a lot of, time.
We've done a holiday in Mykonos, a couple of holidays in France.
Ibiza.
We slogged our tits off driving to Assen to World Superbike Race, didn't we?
That was a struggle, wasn't it?
Yeah, you've actually spent a lot of time together.
Yeah, you spend a lot of time with Johnny. And then he moved to Spain, and then no one saw him for a while.
Oh, yeah, then you just went missing, didn't you? That was it now, I remember it. He just went to Spain. Did you? Oh, and no, you didn't have a missus. You got a missus, went to Spain, deleted everyone's numbers. Because even I see Jamie Law and that, and he was just like, seen Johnny, and I'm like...
Never seen him.
Yeah, he's like, who? And I'm like, Walker, and he's like, who? He's like, I haven't seen him, mate. I haven't seen him, I haven't heard of him. He even wants fucking 300 quid for the boat we own together.
Have you still got the wakeboard vessel?
No, it's gone. They've bought a new one.
Oh, they've cut you out.
Are you in on that one or not?
No. I had a boat sat in the UK for, 5 years and never went on.
Yeah, you wanted your money out of it.
Yeah, I was
like, to be fair, though, you've done well there, because now you can still turn up and use it.
I just use their boat now, yeah.
Yeah, well, they've used yours for five years.
Exactly.
What is the crack in the hometown? Anything? Fucking hell.
Steady.
Is that like a hint? Like it's time to go. He's done an hour and 10 minutes.
You told me an hour and 10.
Oh, well, give it.
We've got a minute and 20 left.
All right.
The crack of home. I was up home the other week. Actually, I'm going to go home tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been home for a while. So.
In Keswick.
Yeah, not much going on really. Just went to see the boys. Have a bit of crack.
How's the family?
They're good.
Mother and father.
Grafting.
Are they still at it?
Of course.
Oh, fair play.
What do they do? Builders.
My mum's not a builder. She's got a B&B.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Nice.
So if you ever want to go and stop in Keswick, it's called What Endless got Guest House. Don't go and smash the windows.
It's called what?
What Endless Guest House.
I thought you said
it's cheap. B&B.
You've got an Airbnb. Good full English breakfast.
Nah, I sold it.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Oh, everything up there you sold as well, or you rent houses?
Yeah, I've literally got nothing now.
Everything in Spain?
I've got nothing left.
It's all gone into my team.
Yeah, I just thought, because I don't know, I just was
you're not there. You're just not there, are you, no?
So there's no point having them.
Do you own your house in Spain, or do you live just rent it?
In Spain. I just rent the one in Spain.
Oh, do you?
I own my one in Andorra, though.
Oh, sorry, yeah, I meant Andorra. Oh, but, so you haven't got one in Spain, no?
Yeah, I rent one.
Oh, yeah, all right, fucking hell. Yeah, excusing... Andorra's tax-free in it, so you live there, and then when you go to Spain, you rent a little bit sometimes in the state.
Yeah, just for the super enduro season, really.
Yeah, how far is that track from Andorra?
2 and a bit hours.
Just too much to do every day.
Mm. And it's like shitty roads. It's not like it's motorway. It's like back roads.
You've been building a new track with Bill in Spain, haven't you?
Rocco's Ranch.
I went there last week.
That'd be good when that's done.
How was it? Yeah, it's not fully finished. I was supposed to go the other day to help them finish.
We went on Tuesday after super enduro, and... that was the first time I'd gone. Billy reckons everything's sunk with the rain. Everything, he said, was half the size of what you built it.
No way.
All the jumps were, he reckoned everything was minuscule.
You'll probably be able to get over it now.
Yeah, brilliant. The weather's so shit out there, though, at the moment.
It was freezing when I was there.
Yeah, and it's been raining the last few days. It's going to get out next week, I think.
It's no better here. We was in shorts and t-shirts on Monday, and now it's snowing.
I know, it was snowing on the way, and then it was sunny. Didn't know what it wanted to do.
Job's fucked. All right, well, I reckon we'll get...
Call it that.
Yeah, we'll just get one more quick question up and see if we can get you plug in a few more things, you know. That's the reason you're here, isn't it?
I'm here for the boys.
What are your goals for this year in the championship? And there was another one.
What about future? Like, what's this year's goals, obviously? Outdoor season's looking a bit bleak because of your shoulder. You need to get healthy.
To be honest, I'm thinking now, because my knee, I've got no ACL as well, I might get my knee done as well, which...
Yeah, makes sense.
It means more time off, but when I come back, because I still race now and I'm still a little bit scared of my knee, I might get that fixed. Yeah, I might get that fixed while I'm getting my shoulder done, and then, yeah, just concentrate more on the end of the season and next year.
Well, you're young, really. In the world of enduro, you're No, you are though. It's not. You can do your sport long, and you can do motocross. I believe. Or is Graham?
I feel like it's getting hard. He's just a one-off, mate. He's unbelievable.
How old is everyone else? Like Cody Webb, Calton Haker, all of them boys.
It's a bit older than me, 33, 34.
So Billy's the youngest.
Yeah.
Right.
But the worst, the thing is now, like, the level's gone up so much that you need to spend so much time riding. So you're literally riding every day a couple hours every day. And then you're racing 6 hours or whatever. It takes its toll.
Yeah, it's a lot of time on a bike.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
He's quite hardcore.
All right, and what did you want to ask him? The plans
yeah,
for
just
the...
Yeah, like, well, obviously, sort of answered it there. You want to get...
He's staying in Spain.
See if you can race. And yeah, I'm going to stay in Andorra. Get healthy.
Stay in Andorra, get healthy, and just live a good life.
What, even...
No, what we want to do. No,
but like
that's
next
what
year,
do.
You want to beat her again, or is it not?
Yeah,
is
I'll
it
just
one
carry
year
on.
Deal?
Nah, it is just a one-year deal, but I don't want to change. I don't want to keep changing bikes all the time. I'll try and stay with Beater until I finish racing now. I'm happy with the bike.
Can you get me a deal on a new Beater Trails bike?
Yeah. I've got a perfect one at home for you, actually.
What, 2022?
I don't know. It's factory, though. Gold rims.
Oh, no, I'm not good enough for gold rims. Fuck.
What's yours, Tommy?
My trials
obviously
bike.
Your motocross career. Obviously, you're a year older than me. Do you plan on going for ages?
Nah, not really. Just see how it go. If I have a good year again, I want to race next year again. We'll see if we crack on. I'm just enjoying what I'm doing, really.
You're a long Taking time retired when you stop.
Yeah,
aren't
you? You are. That is the thing.
I think I'd regret it if I stopped. I really, really enjoy racing. So it's almost not, I wouldn't say more than ever, but as much as ever, but more so. I enjoy racing. I enjoy the lifestyle. I enjoy doing the videos now.
Look at Ando. He's still going.
Yeah.
What's he?
Ando. Well, he's actually stopped this year, isn't it? First year.
He's definitely stopped. No, he's still racing, though. He's still
yeah,
riding.
Yeah, he's still doing the odd bit.
He's
still
riding. You could do a Tally Blues yak and just stop and come back after a year.
How old is Tally?
Retire for a year while I get my injuries fixed and then come back. Tally is 36.
Oh, so he wasn't even that old when he retired?
No.
I met Tally when he was racing in America. I was in America.
Same time.
Was it a big in America, the enduro scene?
It was then, yeah, when he did it. It's not that big anymore. No. It's kind of died off a little bit.
It seems to have got bigger over here.
It would be, yeah, it'd be so good if, because next year they're planning on having a 7-round championship for Super Enduro. It'd be good if they could have one in England as well.
Yeah, well, like we said, if they do, go and support it. Get involved.
Mate, I'd love to see you.
Oh, definitely.
In the European
yeah,
class.
Yeah, the European. Well, some track looks a bit hard. I'd have to try and make it a little bit easier.
I'd love to have seen him on that. Wooden spine in Germany.
I wouldn't have jumped that one.
I wouldn't have.
All the boys
Stan offered him five. Well, Stan said to me when on the track walk, he'd give him $5,000 if.
Did the Europeans all get over it then?
Yeah, there was some big crashes.
It was causing some dramas.
Was it?
Well, it was brilliant.
Talking about Stan, he's going to have they're having a race, him and my mechanic.
Oh, they said that on the last podcast.
That'll be, I'm excited to see that. Yeah, Mark, my mechanic, goes well.
Stan
goes really well. Fuck me. He's so fast. He's so good when we go out.
We said we were going to do it here and have a lap of a few different tracks.
Yeah, perfect.
And then one long one. Stan said it's only one lap times because he don't want it to be longer. He should be hanging out his arse.
Yeah, but they both will, wouldn't they? Surely.
Nah, Mark's mate. Fucking...
Oh, he still rides a lot.
Not a lot, but he takes my
Mark with the long hair? Then.
No.
No, who's that?
No.
The one who I see at the trials day? No, different mechanic.
Different one. At the trials day?
When we went Inch Perfect Trials, the bloke we went with Johnny and we see
no,
in Germany.
No,
he was
no,
also
Reeves, no, he's
but he was also good on a bike, wasn't he?
Yeah, he goes well.
Right, well, I think we should wrap it up. Let Johnny get on his way back up to Manchester.
Yeah, big stint for you, that. Fair play.
It's all right.
Thanks for coming.
Any other sponsors you need to thank for you?
Just everyone.
Just everyone?
Everyone in life.
Everyone life supports good. Team 2.
You're a requested guest on here quite a bit. Everyone says, yeah, everyone wants to know.
It'd be good to get us all on.
Yeah.
Yeah, would it be better if Billy was here? Obviously, you have more stories with Bill, so you can talk more about which we've had a go.
Well,
if I get this operation, I'll be maybe in the UK for a while.
Well, what we plan on doing is also giving Billy a bit of a portable podcast booth so he can take it away and call in us because we're still not harnessed this. Yeah, we've not harnessed this yet. This can do more than what I'm letting on, so we can call people in and have a chat with you.
You definitely need to come and video us when we live together. Because it would honestly make such a funny video.
I will. I come next time you're all out there together. I'll come back out because I didn't really get to see Spain in all its glory because pissed it down.
You love Andorra riding trials every day.
Yeah, I would. Have you got a spare bike for me?
Yeah.
Spot on then. That'll do. Right. Thanks very much for watching.
Thank you.
Not sure when the next one will be. Hopefully soon. This is coming out after Israel, I think. Billy's current plans at the time of filming this is he's coming back to the UK. So we'll try and get him in, see how he got on. Tommy's merch should be out by this point as well, so go and grab some of that.
And Johnny's will be coming soon.
And me and Johnny are about to have a discussion off camera to decide what we're doing with his. So thanks very much. We'll see you later.
Thank you. Adios.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.